Welcome to Kay Let's Talk.
We're excited to be back again. This is going to be like a special little fun episode.
This is going to be an intense, awesome, beautiful episode because, one, we have Dallas, my amazing cousin.
Back again.
Back with us on Kay Let's Talk. This is monumental, people. And, two, we are talking about the most universally famous TV show of our day. What a time that we get to live in. It is called The Office, and we are going to actually talk and debate and share some of our favorite moments about The Office. We're going to share our favorite quotes. We're going to debate those cringy moments, and we're going to have some fun.
All right, let's get started with this.
Dallas, are you ready for this?
I'm so
ready. Dallas is like huge Office fan.
Dallas, okay.
And we are too, but number one.
One thing about Dallas is when he first met Caleb, my husband, the first thing he asked was, do you like The Office? And when Caleb said yes, Dallas was sold.
Approved.
So, yep. He approved.
That's my only requirement. If you want to join our family, you just have to like The Office.
That's all you have to do is like The Office.
That's
so
easy.
He is a pro at The Office. Erica, also huge fan of The Office.
Big fan.
I'm a recent huge fan of The Office, so except for Pam, but we can get into that later. Okay.
What? All right, let's just start. We're going to start by sharing our favorite quotes. Obviously, this is really hard because there's so many good quotes out there. But one of my favorites is when Michael says, I love inside jokes. I'd love to be a part of one someday. Because I feel like I just relate so much with Michael sometimes and how he's so just, it's just sad and alone. But I love it. It's so funny.
Just so oblivious to things around him.
Yeah. Just like clueless. I'm kind of clueless like him. So.
Yeah.
Okay, what about you guys? What's your favorite quote?
Okay, well, I have a lot of favorite quotes just because there is a plethora.
Oh,
is that
my
a
gosh.
Word?
Yeah,
yes.
It is.
Is that a word? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Of quotes out there you can use. But one of my favorite situations is when Michael and Dwight are in the car and Michael's following the GPS and he turns right and Dwight's like, there's no road there, Michael. It's a lake. And then Michael says, the machine knows. Stop yelling at me. And Dwight's like, there's no road here. And then they drive into like, that's just one of my favorite situations just because of just how trusting Michael is. It just shows a lot about Michael. He's trusting about everybody.
Mm-hmm.
He loves everybody. And he sees the good in everybody, you know, and it's just a beautiful situation.
Except for Toby.
Yeah, true.
Why would you even mention Toby in a podcast about The Office?
I know. Okay, this is my favorite quote. It's by Michael, of course. He has a lot of quote-worthy moments, but this one is probably the one that I feel like I relate to, so that's why I love it. It's, and I knew exactly what to do, but in a much more real sense, I had no idea what to do. And
wait.
So I feel like that's kind of my mantra for my life.
I feel like at one point that was like my Twitter bio. Like, I forgot about that, but I love that
quote. That's hilarious. Oh my gosh.
That's so funny.
I love it.
Yeah, I think Michael definitely has like the most quotes, like,
or like
quote-worthy moments.
Sorry I annoyed you with my friendship.
Yeah.
Andy had some good ones too.
True,
so
true.
I could give him that, but yeah, Michael for sure.
All right, next we're going to talk about who our favorite characters are and why.
Okay,
so,
are we talking also about, like, favorite characters and, like, ones that you relate with the most?
Let's do that. Let's share who our favorite character is and then who we think we're the most similar to.
Okay.
How about that?
Well, all right, Dallas, do you want to go or do you want me to go?
You go first.
Okay, I'll go first. So, honestly, my favorite character is probably... Oh my gosh, I honestly don't
even
know.
It's
hard,
I know, it's
because,
really
like, then I start thinking, I'm like, wait, I know the person that I'm like the most, which is Kelly.
Yeah.
but not, like, the whole getting into, like, a horrible guy, like, dating horrible guys like Ryan, but just the personality side of it, like, you know, shopping.
Totally.
but I feel, oh my gosh, I honestly feel like Stanley is one of, like, the top, because...
Yeah.
When he speaks, I'm just like, yes, amen, brother. Like, he's just, I don't know. I just really love Stanley.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of street cred, too.
He's a good one.
I know he's on the streets. Yeah. Like, he knows.
I like him.
In the hood, you know. What about you, Erica?
Oh, this is hard because, like, with favorite characters, I honestly love all of them in their own way. Except Michael is probably the one that makes me laugh the most.
Yes.
Like, he's probably, like, my overall favorite character. But the one that is most like me for sure, hands down, is Erin. I know she's a late addition, but if I were an office character, like, yes. I would be Erin. I mean, Erica, Erin, it just makes sense.
It does.
She's very aloof, ditzy, just...
Yes.
I just think she's really funny, so...
So we're really similar, then.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
I love it.
A little bit paranoid. I don't know. I just think she's hilarious.
She is. Yeah. I like it.
Dallas,
your My turn. Favorite character is Andy Bernard, mm-hmm. but when he goes to the Bahamas, drop off his parents' boat, and post anger management.
Yes.
That, he is just a
prime,
beautiful character that I relate to a lot.
He is fun.
He's great.
He is. Thanks, Andy. Andy Bernard. The Nard Dog.
The Nard Dog.
What's next?
Okay, next is what's the most cringeworthy moment.
Okay, this is where we're gonna start debating. Okay, anything Pam says.
No, I love Pam.
No.
I love Pam.
No.
Pam is this, great.
Sorry,
is this post-confidence boost Pam?
You know,
I like all versions.
Honestly, any version of the Pam I really don't enjoy.
Yeah.
I know.
I like her.
I try, but then I just get more and more annoyed
by her.
But the sad thing is I probably relate with her a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, in real personality sense, like, in real life, I think probably.
Yeah.
But...
I mean, I get annoyed with her, too, but, like, I like her as a character.
No.
Okay, sorry. Wait, so what's the most cringeworthy moment?
Okay, cringeworthy moment. There's one that I feel like is really cringeworthy... just from the top of my head, is when Michael is at Diwali and he proposes to his girlfriend and she's like, can we talk about this? And like, he's like, I can't hear you. I feel like that's one of my most cringeworthy ones. And the fact that he put his face over her ex-husband's face in their Christmas card was also really cringeworthy.
Wait, is this
Carol.
That one's, I think that's funny. See, it's cringy, but it's hilarious.
It's pretty cringy to me, because I'm like, oh my gosh, he did not do that. He put that over, I don't know.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
But I mean, it's all funny, super cringeworthy.
Okay.
Super cringy.
My take on most cringeworthy is the entire Scott's Tots
No!
I can't watch it!
Oh my gosh!
I can't watch it!
That is the funniest episode. That's like the funniest episode.
So cringy to me. And
oh
it makes
my
me feel
gosh.
So uncomfortable. I cannot watch that one. And I just get so sad. And I'm like,
oh my gosh. See? That's so funny.
And the fact that he even goes to the school, like, oh.
Well, at least
no.
he showed up because he had canceled so many times.
He shouldn't have even gone. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
That or the
See,
dinner
I
party.
I think it's hilarious. Dinner party, yeah. For
that
sure.
one is also very cringy.
So cringy. Like, should we, like, give him a tour, babe? Like,
yeah.
I'm just, everything. It just
snip,
escalates.
Snip.
Dwight brings his babysitter girlfriend. It's just, like,
babysitter. The whole episode is just, ugh.
Yeah, I agree with the dinner party for sure, but I love Scott's Tots. See,
I think it's
hilarious.
No. I can't watch that one.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay,
I got a list here. I'm just going to start reading them off to you, and you guys tell me what you think.
Okay.
Like, if they're cringy or not?
If they're cringy or not.
Okay.
When Michael ruined Holly's Woody doll.
No.
Nah.
Not cringeworthy.
Not
okay?
cringeworthy.
Michael and Dwight pushed Tony up onto the table.
Yeah, that was really cringy, yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh. Oh gosh. Kathy in Jim's hotel room.
Just like awkward, like
well, just like, girl, what you doing?
Like, seriously? Like,
more annoying, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
more
it was cringy.
Cringy, yeah.
Toby touches Pam's leg.
I think that's so funny.
Oh, I think it's hilarious.
So
I think it's hilarious.
Like, it's cringy for him.
It's cringy for
it's
him,
really
and then
funny.
when he walks away, I'm just like, oh,
yeah,
dude.
Oh,
Toby, yes.
When Jim defaces his own photo of his daughter in order to set up to make it look like Dwight did it.
A little bit
cringy.
Okay. I respect that. Michael giving a
speech
at
Phyllis's wedding is the most cringy. Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Phyllis, like her wedding, Michael being in the wedding party, taking that wheelchair down the aisle so loudly is so cringy.
And he's when so angry.
He's so upset. He's like, that was about me. And when and he announces.
He says, like, for the first time in my life, Mr. Fitz is bomb. And then he just, like, realizes it was wrong.
Oh, and then he tries to give the toast. I honestly, yes. Okay. That episode is the most cringy. No. Honestly, more cringy than Scott's talks.
Heck no.
Yes, for sure. And I want to know what you guys think. If you think that Phyllis is a wedding or Scott's Tots is more cringy, like, I really want to know.
Scott's Tots is more cringy.
Yeah, thank you.
No, Phyllis's wedding, hands down.
There's some good parts of Phyllis's wedding.
Yeah.
No.
Some good parts.
No. Because then it was so cringy when, like, Bob Vance Refrigeration, like, kicks Michael out. He kicks Michael out.
Oh, yeah, that's hilarious.
That's
so cringy.
But he deserved it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But then he's jumping up and down on the looking through the window.
Oh,
and
my
that was
gosh.
Beautiful.
No.
Okay, let me give you two more. Okay, and then I'll be done.
No, you're good.
When Andy Bernard acts like he's like a homeless, down on his luck kind of person.
Oh.
Because he knows Davis Wallace is going to give him his job back.
Yeah.
It's cringy, but like, I thought it was also really funny.
I thought it was funny because he
made a fool of himself.
Yeah.
And it was just. It's
and
funny
he,
when things don't go
his
way.
He hyped it up.
Yeah. Because he's one of those characters where, like, things usually don't go his way, so we're kind of used to it, and it's just hilarious to
me. I think so, too.
But it was sad for me.
Okay. Last one. When Pam sets up Michael with her landlord.
Yeah.
That's so cringy.
Oh, my
gosh. It's cringy because of Michael. Like,
yes.
I'm like, oh, my gosh.
When the barista is like, Michael... And, like, he's just standing there, like, not looking at, like,
how do I get out of this? How do I get out of
this? Oh, that is really cringy. I agree, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Sure.
Cringy. Just did you have another? Did you have one that you thought of?
Any interaction between Michael and Phyllis, you know, when he was hugging her.
Oh,
and
that's
he's so trying
cringy.
To, like, comfort her and stuff. And then he said something I won't mention on the podcast, but. that was probably one of my most cringy moments.
Yeah, that
no.
is pretty cringy.
Phyllis's wedding.
Or the Bruce Springsteen tickets that never came.
Oh, yeah.
That, too.
Oh, jeez.
There's so many.
You just really got to know the ins and outs of The Office to know everything that we're talking
about.
There's
like a cringy moment in every single episode.
There are so many cringy moments. I think also when, like, David Wallace... says to Michael, and this is only because we just watched it, he's like, I think we're gonna go a different direction because Michael really wants this position.
Oh, yeah.
But it ends up being his girlfriend's
what's her name,
Jan's position that he was applying for, and then David tells Michael, hey, we're gonna go a different direction. Michael's like, okay, awesome, like, I'm excited to go a different direction too. He's like, David means, like, no, not with you.
Yeah.
And then he, like, withdraws his name from it. I'm like, oh, my god.
Trying to save face.
Yeah, exactly.
Act like it was his decision.
I know. Oh, my gosh.
All right. We're going to move on to the best feel-good moments. So, for me, I think, like, the top feel-good moment of the entire show, or at least what I think, is that when Jim comes back to the Scranton branch... And, well, first of all, let me just give the backstory. Pam's sitting there talking to the cameras, and she's, like, obviously really depressed. And then Jim comes back, and he opens the door, and he asks her on a date.
Woo!
And Pam just starts tearing up, and she's so happy. I think that's the cutest.
And she's like, what
moment.
Was the question?
Yeah,
she's forgot.
Like, what was the question? Oh, that's the cutest moment. I like that one.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a feel
I love
good.
That. That is a real, that's a feel-good one, even if I don't like Pam.
My favorite would have to be when, it's at Dwight's wedding. Jim's like, dude, I can't be your best man. There's a rule.
Yes.
You know, and then he turns around and Michael's standing there.
Oh.
That, I cry every time.
That Yeah, that
a really
is a tearjerker, honestly.
Ooh.
Yes. I agree.
That whole last episode, man.
I thought another feel-good one was Jim and Pam's wedding when her veil rips.
Oh, yeah.
And then Jim gets some scissors and he cuts his tie. And I'm just like...
I love that.
What a sweetheart. It's just, like,
yeah.
fills my whole soul with... And I just am in love with Jim, so it's fine.
No, yeah.
So.
That is such a feel-good moment.
Feel-good. There's so many feel-good moments, but, yeah, I think those three
pretty
are really good
ones.
Yeah, I agree.
Good job, guys.
Yeah, way to go.
So, next, this is totally going to be hard, but... The funniest scene or episode.
Or, like, funniest scene?
Funniest scene.
Or, like, moment, I guess.
Funniest 2 seconds is when...
Okay, I already have mine.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me say mine real quick.
Okay.
Jim and Pam. Pam's on the Skype with Jim, and they're talking, and then everybody finds out that Pam and Jim are engaged. And then Michael walks in. Oh. And somebody's like, Michael, Pam and Jim got engaged. And then he just drops his bags, runs over to Jim, and just tackles him to the ground.
Yes! That was a good one. That's my gosh. Favorites. I love it. Okay, my favorite scene. Obviously. Well, two. I think
Scott Stotts.
No. Well, yeah, I mean, I love Scott Stotts. But two is smoking is going to save lives. When Dwight starts a fire and does the fire drill, and then everyone is panicking, and Michael's like, everyone stay calm, stay bleeping calm. And, like, we have, like, Oscar going up into the vents and
Angela throwing
the cat, and it's just absolute chaos. Favorite scene. Second, also super, super famous is when, well, I'll save it for the next thing that we talk about.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Okay, so I just watched this episode, so it's fresh in my mind. But I love the injury where Michael grills his foot because he likes to wake up to the smell of bacon in the morning. I think that is so funny. And then he's, like, acting like it's a disability the rest of the day.
Oh, my gosh.
But, like, one of my favorite lines, like, funniest lines from that episode is when he's like, Pam, will you please rub some butter on my foot? It's country crock. I've got country crock. That's the funniest. I just love that episode.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so funny.
Those are good. Those are all really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Sweet.
Okay, last little topic that we're going to debate is, what is the best gym prank? And this is also hard.
So, mine is the ever-famous one where this guy will never be let down as... this certain person, is when Jim has his friend who's Asian.
Yeah, Asian Jim.
Asian Jim. And now the actor who goes anywhere and acts is always referred to as Asian Jim because he pretended to be Pam's husband. And Dwight truly thought that, like, he totally bought it. He totally, like, fell for the...
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's classic. It's classic for sure.
What's funny is there's a movie we watch that Jim produced. I forget what it's called, but it's a really touching movie. But in one of the scenes, Jim is there, and then the guy who plays fake Jim, Asian Jim, are in the scene together talking to each other.
Yes.
There's a meme out. I can't remember the meme, but it's something like, you know what I'm talking
about? It's like, wow, like, technology. This is what. What is it?
I don't freaking remember.
It's when they, like, could put two people, or the same person in two places at once.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah,
because everyone remembers.
Because that's how everyone refers to him, as Asian Jim. Like,
yes.
That. And now, seriously, that was probably my favorite Dwight prank, for sure.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I really... Hold on. Wait, did Dallas go?
Oh, Dallas.
Oh, my favorite Jim-Dwight prank... Well, besides Asian Jim, that's my favorite one. And it doesn't even include Jim. So I don't know if you can count it as a Jim prank, but...
I'm just kidding.
It's a prank. Favorite one is just when Jim dresses up as Dwight. It's just a classic one.
Oh,
it's just funny.
Classic.
He's
like, Michael! Michael!
Yes! Hey, geez, this thing cost me $11 to make this whole outfit.
Yeah.
And Dwight's like... Identity theft is not a joke, Jim. Millions of families suffer from it every year, or something like that.
Yeah.
Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, classic.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Erica.
I really like the Jim prank where he sends Dwight faxes from the future, from future Dwight.
Oh.
Yes!
That one's really funny.
The one where he's like, poison.
Don't drink the coffee.
Don't drink the coffee.
Yes.
And then he runs and he knocks it out of Stanley's hands. Yeah.
And Stanley's face is priceless when he gets it knocked out of his hand. Oh, my gosh.
I think that's really clever. Like,
I feel like we could literally go on and on about
the Gator as well.
Yeah.
That one is fantastic.
Yes. And then, like, Dwight accidentally does it on himself, and he's like, and, like, it starts beeping.
He's so worried.
Oh, man. Okay.
Some
well, hopefully that you have, like, an understanding of The Office, or that you've heard of it or seen maybe an episode or something, but
If you haven't, you should watch it. Seriously. For sure. And then if you have watched it, hopefully this was an entertaining episode for you.
Yeah, because we sure got a kick out of it.
Yeah.
Can I just say one more question? Ask one more question.
Yes.
Is that all right?
Oh, okay. My gosh, yeah.
Changing the thing up. What is the one character that when you first met them, you hated them at first, but after you watched it over and over again, The Office over and over again, you started to like them
more? Nellie.
That's mine.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I still hate her.
Really?
You'll get there.
I've never liked
you'll
her.
You'll get there.
Round 30. Well, you'll get there.
I don't like her.
No, you really? Because then I feel like
you start
out
feeling
of,
for her.
Well, because I feel for it's like sympathy for her, but I don't like her.
See, I like her because we get to know her pretty quickly, who she is, like, and what she's been through.
Well, yeah.
Pretty quickly, and I really like her. Like, she has a really good heart, and like, I think her intentions are good.
No, I do too. I just still don't like her.
That's fine.
It's like you and Pam.
That's fine. That's yeah. fine.
Okay, I don't know. I feel like I didn't really like Michael or Dwight, obviously Dwight. Mm-hmm. Like, at the beginning, I was like, what? Who are these weird people? Like, they're so cringy and annoying.
For sure.
But then, obviously, like, once you start getting into it and how funny it is and, like, their relationships with other people really make them, like, a better character.
Yes.
And you like them more. So I'd say those two. I didn't really like them, but then I love them.
I have another question. Who do you think is the best actor or actress
Michael,
in The Office?
Steve Carell.
You think Steve Carell?
I don't know how he didn't, like, burst out,
break character
a billion times a day.
Because I honestly think it's Angela. How does she do it? Like, she acts so evil and, like, devious and just so, like...
But in real life, she's not.
But in real life, she is the most, like, happy...
Michael is Steve Carell in real life.
Right, Michael is Steve Carell, but Angela is not Angela in real life.
But I just feel like Michael's character is so extra that would be really hard to, like, portray very convincingly.
I agree.
Whereas, like, Angela is like, I'm nice, but I could probably do that. And I mean, not as good as her, but...
I mean, I don't know how she does it. Like, to just be, like, so mean, so ruthless, and so... I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be hard.
Yeah, I agree. But thanks. I was, like, curious. I'm like, who do you think? But yeah, Steve Carell for sure is incredible. Incredible actor. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking?
No, yeah, I think Steve Carell, Creed, also is the same person as he is in real life.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
You know, I think he's really funny. Number one, Kevin. Because if you see interviews with him, he is like the most intelligent speaking person there is. As I can't talk, but he's a self-speaking person. But then he just creates this whole new person for us.
And it's convincing, too.
It is very convincing.
Totally.
Yeah, he does a good job.
Yeah, like, so. That is Kevin. Like, that's who I think of.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Nice.
This has been fun, and I get to hang out with the pros of The Office, so that's been really cool. But we would love to know, like, what are your favorite characters, cringy moment, most, like, the best feel-good moment. We'd love to know all that, so let us know.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.